All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening. Welcome to American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. This is episode 50, the Big 5-0. Today's date is January 27th, 2022, and congratulations, we're not dead yet. I find it funny. I've just been bored and looking back at all the people who are proclaiming all these different dates of the end of the world and all this crazy madness and, you know, the really kooky conspiracies that are out there. Well, you know, we're going to talk about some kooky conspiracies, but, you know, there's a difference whenever they say the conspiracy theory, which, you know, that's obviously a government term, right, to, you know, brand a certain group of people who are saying, hey, look over there, the government's doing something shady. But what we're going to talk about is ongoing conspiracies, and then we're going to go over a little bit of facts that I think you may find interesting about Nazi Germany. They may or may not have anything to do with this, but I just want to hit briefly on the news and some of the stuff that's going on. You know, the way I have this show geared is I'm not really trying to be a news media organization. I'm not Fox News. I'm not trying to bring you the latest and greatest update of the news every day. There are hundreds of people out there doing it way better than I am. What you saw on episode, or saw, how stupid is that? You're listening to a show, how'd you say it? What you heard on episode 49 yesterday was a little bit of a theatrical element of what is eventually going to be coming to the show, and we are having to, you know, gather the material and the funding, which right now, you know, the funding is anything that I can throw into it. So it just takes a while. You know, donations are very much appreciated and welcomed, but I do not have my hand out. I'm not asking up front for money from anybody. I have sponsorships for the show. You know, it's not much, but it helps get the bills paid. But for the most part, everything that I'm doing is coming inherently from me and the money that I make. And to me, it feels good because I owe no one. No one owns me. I have no loans. You know, I am my own man doing this. And, you know, what's good about that is that I can be as original as I want. I can be as off script as I want. I can say what I want. I can do what I want. I owe no one anything. And, you know, it's cool because it gives me this limitless imagination. But, you know, it takes time. So, you know, we're eventually going to be morphing into having a hopefully a pretty nice studio where we can have some, you know, I don't want to say motivational short movie clip kind of things, but it's going to be a little dystopian, a little bit dark, a little serious. I am not an actor by any means, and but there are some, I guess you could say, some futuristic themes out there that I find as Christians who are preparing for the post-apocalypse, who are preparing for Revelation. Many of us don't know what that would look like. Now, vis-a-vis, you can look at Terminator, you can look at you know, Independence Day, and a lot of these dystopian movies, these post-apocalyptic movies where everything is, you know, carnage and crazy, like World War Z. Doug does not have that type of a budget, but I'm going to try to make something cool. They're, you know, they're going to be short little clips, but I mean, man, the cameras cost money. I'm not joking. I am shocked at how much a decent camera costs, but that's the name of the game when you try to get into this show. And, you know, that's why they call it show business, because it turns into a business real fast. You are spending money as quickly as you're getting it. And, you know, at the same time, the dogs got to eat, the chickens and the turkeys and goats and all that, that they all got to get fed. And so, you know, we got to distribute this money as we get it. But hopefully here soon, we'll be putting out some pretty good material. And if you liked episode 49, if you liked the theatrical stuff, if it helped you snap out of your daze for a little bit and it entertained you a little bit, please go to AmericaVindictaShow.com and send me an email and tell me what you liked. Tell me what you didn't like. I am not a sensitive person to the point that you're going to hurt my feelings. You know, if you have good ideas for the show and you feel like sharing them and they're, you know, pretty creative, we'll strongly consider them. But for right now, we're set in place with what we're going through. And you know, I know I've been on this road for a while talking about Nazi Germany. And, you know, at first when I was doing this, I didn't think I'd be talking about it for as long as I have. But when you really start to do your investigative work every single day for more than 3 or 4 hours a day of reading materials, cross-referencing materials, making sure that what you're reading is not just some random guy's opinion, and, you know, trying to make facts match statistics, because you can find, like, like we're going to discuss today, a varied amount of statistics of things that happened. And there's only really a few sites out there that I have found thus far that are pretty historically based of being very accurate. So most of the material that I give you is coming from that. You know, I do throw my own flair here and there on it, but for the most part, what you're hearing is stuff that historians have wrote by exhaustively doing research, going to Nazi Germany, you know, during World War II, and they're documenting these things. And then you have the historians and the military and the academics afterwards who are really putting all this stuff together in a very well-written way that we laymen can understand. And still to this day, the Holocaust Museum website is probably one of the best, most well-wrote and emotionally captivating websites you can go to. It has a ton of information in there, a ton of information, very good information. And, you know, we say this all the time, but make sure your children are educated on the past. And, you know, the reason really why is that it's not just that we want our children to learn about the atrocities of the past, but it's because we people are not as advanced as we would like to think we are. You know, we may live in a very advanced society, but, you know, some people are still pretty inhumane. Some people are, you know, still pretty incompetent and barbaric all around the world. And when we get together, we form these huge mobs and we all become a bunch of sheep sometimes. And I say that we loosely. I don't think most of the people who listen to this show are involved in that group. But you know, you have to understand that group think and the psychology behind that. And we're going to have one of the smartest men that I know, a business partner of mine, who is going to tell us a lot about the psychology of Nazi Germany, Dave Hodges. We're going to have him on as an interview here pretty soon, and he's going to explain a lot of this groupthink to us. He's going to explain how, you know, Germany became captivated with Nazism and how people just went along with the final solution. And, you know, nobody, you know, when you think about it, if you're in a room full of people and you say, hey, you know what? I got this great idea. Let's kill this whole group of people over here because they look different than me. No one else either immediately runs out of that room or immediately attacks the other person. They just all went along with it. You know, a few here and there disagreed. But you know what happened? They were murdered for it. So, why is it important for our children, for our youth, to know that? because history rhymes and history repeats itself. There is nothing new under the sun. This can happen again. It may happen in America. America right now, we have a lot of similarities to Nazi Germany, especially when you start to talk about a deflating currency, when you talk about the radicalism in our politics right now. And it's interesting because if you just, you know, hear me out, if you replace the white supremacist Aryan movement of Nazi Germany with the leftist, liberal, extremist, LGBTQ, fascist, socialist, communist movement of America, there are your similarities. But yet the left likes to say, oh no, because the Nazis were all right-wing extremists. Well, I think Nazi Germany's idea of right-wing extremists and America's idea of conservatives and the right wing are two different things. However, we will eventually get into that, and that's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings. But, you know, history typically does, because history typically disappoints you because it's factual. But we also know that with history, most of the time, it's the victors who write the history. So like I said, we'll do the best we can with this. And the reason why I'm still on this whole kick with Nazi Germany is because there's still so much that people don't know. You know, when you go to work tomorrow or sitting at home around your loved ones or going to church, ask a random stranger, hey, tell me five facts about Nazi Germany. You're either going to get a deer in the headlight looks or they're going to say Adolf Hitler, swastikas, SS, concentration camps, and maybe couldn't give you a fifth. Nazi Germany had so much going on, from the level of occultism, the rapid expansion of in the industry, which is, you know, they led the world for at least a decade or more in rocket engineering. And, you know, their advancements in submarines, their advancements in radio, in weaponry alone was just crazy. Also, their advancements in jet propulsion, you know, they really were the leading industry for that. But what increased all that was the need for war. They knew they were going to war. So they needed to work on all these advancements as fast as possible. And, you know, we've said this before, probably one of the reasons why Nazi Germany lost is because a lot of their super weapons were still within the infantile stage by the time they were attempting to use it. If Nazi Germany would have backed off of the occultism and put more money into things like, you know, their engineering and their weaponry and their military, we would be looking at a different Europe right now. There's no doubt about it. We would be looking at a different Europe. And, you know, even so, by 1942, 3, 4, and 5, if Nazi Germany had not have started the extermination camps and then tried with Operation Barbarossa, and if they had not tried to then invade Russia, which was eventually on the list of things to do, that was on Adolf Hitler's bucket list, if they had not done that prematurely, we would be looking at a different Europe, because Nazi Germany lost so many people, so much industry, so much weaponry and bullets and money and soldiers, that when it came to fighting off the Allied advancement from their western flank, they just did not have it in them anymore. And, you know, Heinrich Himmler also was not exactly a tactician. If Adolf Hitler would have actually used his Wehrmacht, the German military high command, the Uber-Command, we would once again be looking at a different Europe. But because of the I guess you could say, the inaccuracies within Himmler's assumption of as being a military leader, and with Hitler's overzealousness, thankfully, even though the atrocity still occurred, thankfully, they decided to go through with it. And Russia, man, when we're going to hear about this, but Russia laid it to them. And we have to, you know, still consider America is also potentially pushing on that Western front of Russia, and we're going to be met with the same style of resistance. So hopefully those talks of peace can happen and we can find a middle ground, because we don't need war with Russia. We don't need war at all. I don't want war. I don't want to see my Marines get hurt. I don't want to see our airmen or our soldiers or our sailors or Coast Guard or anyone like that become injured or hurt, or the civilian casualties that, you know, no one ever really talks about. You know, I don't want any of that for Ukraine. I don't want any of that for any of the Baltic states. But our politicians do. You know, damn peace and the civilian casualties, they have a point to make. Now, you don't see Nancy Pelosi putting on the helmet and the plate carrier and grabbing her rifle and going out there to lead the charge like Patton. You know, they expect we, the people, to do that. And that really pisses me off as a military veteran, because there's an old saying that young men die while politicians get old and fat and rich. And it's very true. We have veterans within the elements of Congress and the Senate that I hope will pressure their colleagues a little bit more. And, you know, eventually somebody, some Congress, eventually is going to have to tell one of these guys who ends up running as a president every 4 to 8 years that Congress declares war, not the president. You know, we've had that problem for a couple decades now, and I would really like to see even this Congress, you know, at least come out and say, you know, hey, Joe, we're not going to let you go to war, but, you know, maybe it'll be a false flag that'll lead us into it. It already seems like that that element is there, and it's potentially going to be in play. I think after 9/11 and all the rumors, all the videos, the eyewitness testimony, all the evidence that came out about the Taliban and Osama bin Laden, I think Americans really caught on to the lie. You know, almost immediately the Patriot Act comes in, and you know, all this other stuff that, you know, it more or less pits the American government against we the people, and it just seems like we're going to have a repeat of that. And that's why I'm harping really big about this right now. I have other things to talk about, but for whatever reason, this is just on my heart to talk about right now. And I don't trust Joe Biden. I don't trust a guy who is a absolute devout racist as a president. Now, people will say Trump was a racist president and blah, blah, blah. You know, if you want to believe that lie, go ahead. It's my show. I'm not here to argue with you over it. President Trump was the nicest president that, you know, I got to serve under. So, you know, I got to serve under Bush, and then, you know, Obama twice, ugh, and then, you know, Trump, and then Joe Biden. So I can tell you this much: Joe Biden is he's an absolute embarrassment. You know, do you trust a guy who said, "Do you want to be on the side of Dr. Martin Luther King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis?" Yeah. All men who were racist, all men who had an affiliation with white supremacy or were in the Klan. You know, it's also a man who said that Robert Byrd, who was, I think he was a Cyclops, Grand Cyclops, or Great Grand Cyclops. I don't know, however the clan names themselves. You know, he was a Democratic congressman. Hillary Clinton said that was like, you know, her mentor growing up through politics. You know, you keep putting stock in these people who are evil incarnate. If you believe another race of people are inferior to you because they look different, you are evil. You are misshapen in your heart. You do not have God in your mind, and you are seeing the world through the eyes of Satan. And for whatever reason, then those same people say, well, you know what? I think the next best thing to do that will pair really well with my eccentric form of racism is abortion. And these same people, these Democrats, and you know, Republicans as well, want to then tell you that, you know, abortion's good, abortion's okay, we should keep killing babies. Strangely enough, the largest amount of babies that are being aborted come from a certain ethnic group that the Democrats always want their vote from. Wake up and realize we are all being played and we're being pitted against each other. They want us to kill each other. They want us to fight each other. They want us to hate each other. They want us to conspire against each other. They want us to point the finger and say, look, that person over there who looks different than me, they're the problem. We're failing ourselves. We're failing our children. And we're failing the people who died for this country. If anything, we're failing God as well by continuously giving these people money, by allowing them to hold these seats of power that they then use willingly against we the people, and they wield their political power like if it's a weapon. They weaponize the intelligence community against you if you don't like them. They weaponize all forms of law enforcement against you if you don't like them or you dare protest against them, if you dare use that damn Constitution. You have to think, what is it that Vladimir Putin really meant when he said America is now the new Soviet Union? Is it because we're more than willing to put our own people in the gulag because, you know, no longer is it just that you look different than me, but you also vote differently than me. You also don't vaccinate the same as me. You don't mask up the same as me. You don't, you know, tuck your junk between your legs and try to pretend to be another sex like me. You don't like the pedophilia and the child molestation. Well, how dare you? That's what these people are. They promote pedophilia. They promote and protect child molesters. Look at Jeffrey Epstein. For God's sake, let's just sit down and talk about it one day. How come we can have all this investigation about January 6th? I'm going to try really hard not to swear. How is it that CNN can put like a hit list out for every person they can identify, and Facebook helped? Facebook was right there with identifying people for the FBI. How is it that these people can find everyone showing up for January 6th and then, my God, crucify you upon the hill if you even dared text somebody that day that was also there? You're going to get a door kicked in from the FBI and they're going to say, let me see your text message history. How dare you use your free speech to talk to people who are using their free speech and their right to protest? No one gave a damn about Portland. No one cared when Kenosha burnt down. No one cared when there were often cops every other week, you know, probably 5 or 6 years ago in New York. When I was stationed up in Camden, New Jersey, when I worked for DHS for a few years, I remember all the assassinations that were happening on cops all around the country. It was like 1 year, I think, after I left New Jersey and I came back to Texas. I was in San Antonio for a couple years. That's when we lost like 130 cops in 1 year. from assassinations. Democrats didn't care then. Hey, you know what's really funny? Let's talk about this one. January 6th is such a big problem. Now I'm starting to get pissed. January 6th is such a big problem, right? And it was the end of the world for the Democrats and for some of these, you know, rhino Republicans. But yet, where was their concern when, Representative Scalise was shot at the baseball game? A Bernie Sanders supporter, some middle-aged white fat dude, he might have actually been in the 60s, with an AK, just goes out there and indiscriminately starts shooting at people and then shoots this one congressman who, thank God, survives. You know, and as far as we can tell, his heart hasn't blackened with animosity and revenge. But, you know, where was their compassion then? Where was the endless search for Bernie Sanders people who plotted and schemed that day? Why didn't we see it on CNN? Why wasn't it shown around the world for 5 or 6 months straight? No one cared then, probably because it didn't meet the narrative. See, when you get off course of the script, when you walk outside the bounds of the narrative, you don't do what they say anymore. They have to pull you back in. They have to gain your attention again. So that way you never see that there's a whole nother world around you. There's a hidden world behind the politics. There's a hidden world behind the terrorism. You know what it's called? Affiliation. There are affiliated groups between the terrorists and our government. There are affiliated groups between Jeffrey Epstein and Congress. There are affiliated groups between Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood, big tech, the industry, law enforcement. Somebody helped to cover it up. Somebody helped to get the kids to the island. Somebody helped, banking. Somebody helped to move the money around. Somebody in FAA helped to hide the tailplane numbers on the planes so that they couldn't be tracked going back and forth. Thank God for some Americans out there doing their due diligence and their investigatory work and finding out these little bitty pieces of this puzzle and putting it together for us. And then Jeffrey Epstein dies, quote unquote dies. Now, he's either still alive because of all the dead man switches that are out there. Talk about that for a second. You think Jeffrey Epstein doesn't have a hidden tape on every single one of these people? Like what, Bill Clinton went out there like 30 times? You think there's not at one video of Bill Clinton or Joe Biden or Obama? These people, and I think Hillary has a lot of the evidence. These people are blackmailed into what they're doing. Or they willfully do it and then they're blackmailed. And now Epstein is out of the picture. He's either dead or he's in hiding. Or they hid him. Whatever conspiracy theory you want. He's not there anymore. And now Ghislaine Maxwell is not there anymore. That case is sealed. You're never going to hear about it again. The world will never know. But they'll tell you about the 70-year-old grandmother who got, what, the federal court gave her like a $500 fine for parading on federal ground. I was a cop for 10 years for the federal government. I don't even know what that charge is. I don't think there's been any like serious 18 USC felony style charges, federal felonies, used yet. If they are, I don't think there's any real validity to them, like what's happening with the Oath Keepers. I don't think there's really any level of validity to it. Now, I'm not a fan either or of the garbage that is happening with some of these people. I think until the facts really come out about what happened with the Oath Keepers, many of us just need to continue to do our research. Because the government and its affiliates has a really interesting way about putting out fake news first and backing it up with fake news that are, you know, legal representatives, law enforcement representatives, political representatives, and, you know, a lot of trumped up charges. And if you've heard anything about the stuff that happened to Stuart Rhodes, the head of the Oath Keepers, if you saw any of the stuff about the indictments, if you heard all the stuff that was read in his text message groups, I don't know really what to think about it. But all I could tell you is if that Americans wanted to take over the Capitol, it would have been burnt to ashes. But it wasn't. But when Antifa hits the streets, they'll burn down everything that they can. They'll destroy and loot everything that they can. Sure, there is a little bit of, you know, a little bit of shenanigans and hooligans happening on the on January 6th at the Capitol. I disagree with most of it. I don't disagree with the message. I don't. I think our politicians needed a wake-up call that we, the people, are pissed and we don't trust you, and we openly say it now. You know, look what's happening in Canada. Canada's coming out and said, God bless Canada. You people are making me proud. Keep doing what you're doing. I love the fact that there are like 50,000 truckers from the west coast to the east coast of Canada right now coming to Ottawa to tell your pedophile in chief, Justin Trudeau, just what you think. And how convenient. Today, Justin Trudeau tweets that, oh, I have COVID, my poor little heart, and I'm just going to have to go lay in bed for a little bit, and I'll be out for 5 days while all the protests happens. Canadians, take back your country. Take back your country. Do not allow your country to look like Nazi Germany or Australia or New Zealand or Europe. I know, you know, y'all are all part of the United Kingdom and all that other crap, but it doesn't mean you have to demasculate your population. It doesn't mean you have to disarm your population. It doesn't mean you have to let foreign invaders who are, you know, barbaric at the very, at the very, like, centermost of their religion, take over your nation. Please, for the love of God and of your country, get Justin Trudeau out of office. Hey, America, same for you. For the love of God, stop voting for the Democrats. And you know what? I don't care if there's like these like five good Democrats that are out there. If you align in the same party as the rest of the Democrats, you're as bad as the rest until you get out and you show us that you don't align with them. You know, I mean, that's no different than the prison guard who stayed on the outside of the concentration camp and all he did was allow cars to come in and out. You are still a part of the concentration camp. You're still going to be tried with the rest of them. So, you know, that's no different from any of these other politicians. You were lumped into the group of the satanic occult that's called a Democratic Party. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to drink some water. I'm going to try and find the stairs off of this soapbox. We'll see you right in a little bit.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, This is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
All right, welcome back. This is American Vindicta. Hey, let's run through some interesting articles I have just for a second. You know, occasionally I do actually look at the news. Here, let's have a little blast from history. From Yuri Bezmenov, 1939 to 1993. He was a KGB informant and a disinformation expert who defected to Canada. He is best remembered for his anti-communist lectures and books in the 1980s. "Exposure to true information does not matter anymore," is a quote from him. "A person who is demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell him nothing. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents and pictures, he will refuse to believe it. That's the tragedy of the situation of demoralization. Once people's morals have been debased, education becomes indoctrination. Entertainment becomes hypnotism. Criminals become leaders, and lies become truth." From the KGB himself. Hey, listen to this. This is interesting. More than two dozen FBI agents descend on home of Texas Democrat representative who blasted Biden and Harris over the border crisis. Why did it take two dozen FBI officers to go and talk to one Democratic representative? Was it because he veered off of the narrative? Or was it something else? Who knows? Here's an interesting one for you. You know what? We're gonna skip this one, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. 318 athlete cardiac arrest and 178 deaths in 2021 after the COVID shot. Isn't that just interesting? If you want to find more information on that, go to brjm.org. And it will break down all the deaths from around the world that have been recorded after the COVID shot. It's pretty interesting. Here's some really good quotes for you. We're just kind of varying through here right now because I'm trying to simmer myself down after my 35-minute complaint. "Homicide is the leading cause of murder," says Representative Sheila Jackson. What an intelligent, bright, shining star she is. "No ordinary American cares about constitutional rights." That's your president, Joe Biden. "Having an abortion is no different than having one's tonsils removed," said Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. "Owning guns is not a right. If it were a right, it would be in the Constitution," Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, God help me. That's your Democratic Party. Here's an interesting thing I saw someone post earlier today on Getter. I'm on Getter, by the way. That's the only social media thing I have. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere else. I don't really have that much time for it, but occasionally I'll see some articles and I'll mention some stuff here and there. So if you're on Getter, look for American Vindicta. I will be there. And I don't know. I think I think it probably won't be too long till everyone's kicked off Getter as well. But who knows? We'll see. But I pulled this off today off the internet. Anthony Stephen Fauci. This guy has that he is wanted for 18 U.S.C. Code 2381 for treason, 2382 for misprison of treason, 2384 for seditious conspiracy crimes against humanity. So look up those 18 USC codes and see if they fit and see who else's names will fit underneath it. So one of the reasons why I got on that whole Jeffrey Epstein thing earlier today is that Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted out, "Jeffrey Epstein's entire network should be made public and his fortune should go to his victims," which I completely agree with. She also said, "If the fake January 6th committee can subpoena innocent people's cell phone data and bank records, then Jeffrey Epstein's whole network should be publicized." Well, let me comment on that just for a second. Do you know why that's not going to happen, Miss Green? Because your constituents, your allies across the aisle, your friends across the aisle, and let's just go ahead and say it, from the Republican side and the Democratic side, are not going to indict themselves into all the things that Jeffrey Epstein did. Because if you really open up this can of worms, you're going to take down previous presidents, former high-ranking members of the military and law enforcement intelligence communities, Hollywood stars, directors, actresses, music industry people. You're going to take down a lot of wealthy, powerful people. And also, currently, in these elements of power are these people who are complicit with Jeffrey Epstein's island. They're not going to allow this to be seen by the public. That's why it's up to we the people to expose it. Have you noticed everything that we the people expose, Congress won't talk about until the COVID narrative really went off, until the stealing of the elections really went off? And it's because we the people kept putting the information out there, kept bothering our representatives. We would not back down, we would not relent, and we would not forget what happened. So it forced the politicians to speak about it. That is that type of peaceful rebellion that I mentioned yesterday. There are elements out there, there are forms and ways of how to correctly protest your government without starting the shooting war. The government, on the other hand, wants you to start the shooting war so that you'll stop with your pestering questions. See, America, you ever watch Scooby-Doo? You're the meddling kids who are always looking for the mysteries and solving the clues, right? And then the bad guy, who's always complicit in the act, but always tries to befriend you at the same time in the episode, ends up being the one that you discover, and he says, "Well, I would have got away for it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. I would have got away with Jeffrey Epstein's island if it wasn't for you meddling patriots." So, get out there and continue to meddle. Just remember this, in war, truth is the first casualty. That's why they want to kill it as fast as possible, change it as soon as possible, and silence you as strongly as possible. I don't know, at this rate, I just don't think anyone that is a devout communist or socialist should be allowed to hold any public office because they cannot swear allegiance to our Constitution. They can lie about it, but if they really believe in communism or socialism, like many your Democratic Party does, how in the hell can they even be a representative of the government or of we the people? Doesn't make sense. Did you know Pfizer, the company Pfizer, has been found guilty of scientific fraud, bribing doctors, and racketeering? A little bit of truth seeking for you. Go and search that out. You know, what's interesting when it comes to the shot, the COVID vaccine, is I think it was back in May, 95 or like 98% of the people who will take the shot will be protected. And then it was in June, 70% would be protected. And then in July, 50% would be protected. And by August, no protection, but it reduces the spread. And then September doesn't reduce the spread, but it reduces severity. And then by October, doesn't reduce the severity, but it reduces hospitalizations. November, it doesn't reduce hospitalizations, but you are probably going to die from it. And then by December, if you got the shot, you're probably just going to die. We strongly suggest no physical exercise. Oh, God. They have played so many people as fools. They scared a population into taking a shot. And look, there are probably people on listening to me right now who took the shot. I'm not picking on you. My dad took the shot. And it just worries me because I don't like seeing people die. I don't like seeing people be hurt or harmed. And I don't like seeing people being bullied, especially by politicians. And that is exactly what happened last year. It was peer pressure and fear and panic. That's why everyone put on the mask. That's why everyone hand sanitized everything. That's why everyone, took 6 feet of distance actually seriously. But you'd still fly in a plane, ride in a taxi together. You still sit, in a restaurant together or go work out in the same place together. These things do not make sense. Here, this is from Senator Ron Johnson. I guess we're not going to get over anything with the Nazi news today. We'll have to cover that tomorrow. Senator Ron Johnson tweeted, "Sadly, we passed two milestones on VAERS." That's a government thing. Over 1 million adverse events and over 21,000 deaths. 30% of those deaths, and this is all talking about the COVID shots, occurred on day 0, 1, or 2 following vaccination. 30% of those deaths occurred on day 0, 1, or 2 following vaccination. When will federal agencies start being transparent with Americans? Why do they continue to ignore early treatment? Well, I mean, why do they continue to ignore all the treatments? How about this is why? Let's talk about the drug adverse event comparison. Okay. From 1996 to September 30th of 2021, that's when this was all recorded. Ivermectin, adverse events because of the medicine, 3,756. Deaths from ivermectin, 393. Deaths per year, 15. Okay, so about 15 people a year die from ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine, 23,355 adverse events. Deaths, and this is worldwide data, by the way, that's on the FDA and CDC. Deaths from hydroxychloroquine, 1,770. Deaths per year, 69. From 1996 to 2021. Flu vaccines, 197,816 adverse events. 2,001 deaths. About 77 people a year die from that vaccine. Dexamethasone, 83,599 adverse events, 15,910 deaths. 618 deaths per year is recorded. Tylenol, 112,244 adverse events, 26,356 deaths. 1,024 deaths recorded per year. Remdesivir, since 2020, 6,504 deaths. 6,504 adverse events, 1,612 deaths, 921 a year. COVID vaccines. In 12 months, 1,229 adverse events. 21,002 deaths. 21,002 deaths a year. In 1 year, there has been 21,000 deaths from the COVID vaccine. And because of the data, the only thing that we can project is that there's going to be a repeat of that every year until the amount of people who have it and have died no longer attribute to this data. That's not me telling you that. That is from Senator Ron Johnson, who got that data from the FDA and the CDC. You know, experts, this is from Candace Owens. Experts told you if you complied with lockdown, censorship, mask, and vaccinations, that life would turn to normal. Conspiracy theorists told you COVID was never going to end and governments would use it to usher in a totalitarian new world. So tell me, who do you believe now? Oh my God. You know what's really funny about all this? Is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said something similar to this. And I'm going to replace something with vaccine passport. He said, and this is, you know, add on to his quote, but the minute they hand you that vaccine passport, every right that you had is transformed into a privilege, contingent on your obedience to arbitrary government dictates. It will make you a slave. And what did we do about this? We resist. That was his quotes, obviously. The bankers will ensure that we stay in debt. The pharmaceutical companies will ensure that we stay sick. The weapon manufacturers of the military-industrial complex will ensure that we keep going to war. The media will ensure we are all prevented from knowing the truth. And the government will ensure all of this is done legally. You want a comparison for that quote? Look up the Nuremberg trials, where doctors, lawyers, politicians, members of the military and police and the government and the media were all hung for the atrocities committed against their country. So, why is hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin considered to be a bad thing from the government? Well, in order for vaccines to receive emergency approval for usage, there cannot be any effective treatments available. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin had to be discredited for the vaccines to get their go-ahead. Just consider that. You know. Oh, and before we leave, real big news. Spotify is removing Neil Young's music after his tantrum over Joe Rogan's, quote, misinformation. Tragically, tens of fans are crestfallen and have lost their favorite artist. All 10 of them. And let's not forget, Dr. Fauci decrees that kids under 4 years old will get 3 COVID vaccines now. He is quoted by saying, after a White House press briefing Wednesday, that children under the age of 4 will eventually be subjected to a 3-dose regimen. He's quoted saying, dose and regimen for children 6 months to 12 months worked well, but it turned out the group from 24 months to 4 years did not reach the level of non-inferiority, so the studies are continued. He added, it looks like we will be a 3-dose regimen. I don't think we can predict when we will see the emergency use authorization with that. He told reporters that he couldn't give an exact timetable on when this would happen, but was adamant that we need to be patient. That's why the system works. The FDA is very scrupulous in their ability and in their effort to make sure that before something gets approved for any age, and especially with children, that they will be safe and that they will be effective. I don't know exactly what in the hell safe and effective means when this weaponized vaccine is killing millions of people around the world. But hey, you know what? Why don't you just roll the dice and take the shot and see how it goes for you? I am not sorry if I offended you tonight. I am not sorry if I stepped on your toes. That's the point of all this. You need to wake up, America. You're being lied to. You're being lied to by the government. They want us in a war with each other. They want us to hate each other. Don't let them do it. I'm Doug Thornton. This is American Vindicta. Out. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.